This is Ian Plested here with Guildford City manager Kev Rayner. After the Wey Valley derby between Guildford and Godalming, it was a 0-0 draw. Firstly, I don't think we've had a 0-0 draw for about 6 years, so something different, but it was certainly a feisty affair. Must be happy not to concede a goal, but we could have won it in places.
Yeah, I think we started really well, and I think if we'd have had 11v11 or 10v10, we would have been okay, but all the time we was a man light for a long time and back to the wall for a little bit. But yeah, to get something out of it was worthwhile, but disappointing in a way, because I really thought we'd get 3 points tonight, and we started really sharply, and 11v11 I thought we'd have been okay, but there you go.
I thought when we were 10 against 10 we certainly had a chance.
When it got back to 10v10 we suddenly got Lance a bit further forward and we started to create some chances, and I thought we'd start to get something. But yeah, all the time you're chasing with the man down, the space opens up, and to be honest, Anthony Hall had an absolute superb game, so you know, he's earned us the point tonight, which is great.
I thought when we went down to 10 men we defended very well as a unit.
Yeah, it was difficult. You had you know, two forwards on the pitch acting as wide defensively as well, which caused us a few problems. But yeah, I think everyone put in a shift and showed the determination to keep a clean sheet. So.
From what you were saying, that it sounds like you're disappointed not to get through all 3 points tonight. Clean sheet and a point, though?
Yeah, happy with a clean sheet and a point. I'm happy to get a point at the end of the day, but I'm disappointed because I honestly felt we'd get 3 points. Looking at two personnel on both sides, I thought we started really well, and if it had been 11-11, I'm positive we'd have won the game. But, you know, it turned into a farce, really, and I feel sorry for the people that come down to watch a game of football. I mean, you know, again, the ref's very quick to make decisions, and, you know, he's carved up to 9v10 at the end, and... Yeah, be fair, Godalming had a lot of pressure when we was down to 9 men. Like I say, Anthony's made a couple of great saves to keep, get us a point at the end of the day. But just disappointed because I really did think we'd get 3 points tonight. So.
It certainly shows that over the last X amount of games that Ant's been in goal, he's been really working hard, and I think it really showed off and really paid off today.
Yeah, I think... yeah, I mean, we know he's a good keeper. A couple of games he's done a couple of silly things recently, and he's trying to concentrate to get his game back to normal and do the basics well, but he was superb tonight. And, yeah, he deserved that. And, yeah, he had a great game, so I'm pleased to see it.
We now look forward to the next games coming up, and I presume, well, we're in form.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't lost at home for 3 games now, which is good. I mean, those are the sort of runs we're trying to put together. If we can do that the next sort of 4 or 5 home games, then we're going to have a great chance, and that's what we've got to do. The positive is, yeah, we've drawn against Evesham, we've beaten Clevedon, we've drawn with Godalming, so, you know, it's not too bad.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, Kev. Thank you.
Cheers, Ian.